You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good. Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody, and guess what? It is a wacka 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 doodle Wednesday out here in Grammyland, and at least a Wednesday in your neck of the woods, unless you're like across the international dateline, and then it's Thursday. I still don't get that. What the hell? What the hell? You time travelers, cut that crap out. Oh, well, you are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10. Also on the RLM Spreaker Channel, the RLM TuneIn Radio Station, the RLM Internet Radio Station, RLM Radio XY.XYZ, and I don't know where else. Grammy knows, because Grammy knows everything, because Grammy is like the RLM god, don't you know? Okay, let's go see who's on Twitter, who's saying hey and hi and ho. I just saw the way coolest from Rob Christie. He showed a rescue. Someone had done a little bit of chopping on a sapling tree because a deer had apparently gotten stuck. I don't know if it was running from something and how it didn't get, like, munched up or whatever. But in any case, they rescued this deer from, I'll just tell you what, I'll share the link in the RLM chat, just so as you know. Hey, Rob Boykes showed up. Hey, Rob Boykes. In any case, I thought that was really cool. You know, people have redeeming qualities. They really do. It's just some of them are very, very good at hiding them. Some of them have hidden them so well that they've even hidden them from themselves. And so the rest of us will probably never ever see them because they don't want those redeeming qualities coming out. And you know what? Even that is a redeeming quality, because thank you for giving me that life lesson of knowing that I don't want to be you when I grow up. In any case, over here on Twitter, hey, Rob Christie, how you doing? I apparently got unfollowed from him, and so I had to go and follow him again. And my follow count, today I am a Twitter yo-yo. Although this happens a lot, but today I really noticed it was like within one refresh, I lost 6, and then I gained 2, and then I lost 8, and then I gained, and it's like, wow, I know the interwebs is fast, but holy crap and holy, that's something else. In any case, hey there, barman, thank you for tweeting out that I am live and in poison right now, and you know what, I have no notifications about that. Isn't that crazy? My Twitter has just been wonky for ever. But that's okay. That's okay. Because I recognize that it's wonky. And so therefore, yeah, I just even looked at my notifications and it, it's like, no, it's not there. It's not there. There ain't none of this. Yeah. How funny is that? Crazy, I tell ya. I tell ya, I tell ya. Okay. So, that's over on Twitter. Where do I need to go next? I think I'll go over to realliberty.org. I think. Over here, I see Grimner is online right now. And thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. Over here on this effing site, the sister site of realliberty.org, that's Freedom's Network, to those of you that don't know what this effing site stands for. Thank you, Grim, for letting everybody know over here that I am live and in poison. Over here on Minds, I'm sure Grim told everybody over here on Minds, but you know what? I'm just going to go check, just to double check, 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 and double check, 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 check. Been there, done that. Frickin' fly. Excuse me. The flies are like little Nazi dive bombers out here. And the mosquitoes, oh my lord, they're not massive. You know, they're not big enough that they could carry off a small dog. But, dude, do they know, they really work well in teams. I just gotta, wow. I stepped outside this morning because I was researching mosquito bombs. Because, holy crap, yesterday morning they were thick, 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 thick. And, I mean, I was doing the oils, and which basically lemongrass, peppermint. Tell you what, I'll tell you the blend, because I have it right close by. All the oils that I put in. It has patchouli, basil, eucalyptus, little bit of cinnamon, lemongrass, helichrysum, which is a rather expensive oil, so it's only 5 drops, lavender, melaleuca, which is tea tree, cedarwood, thyme, and lemon. Because, well, they don't like citrusy smelling things. But lemon is more, works better than like lime or grapefruit. Grapefruit's a little bit too sweet. But, yeah, and lemongrass is basically part of the citronella kind of thing. And I also have lemongrass. I have drops of it in the doorways. And, you know, I just dropped like 6 little drops along the threshold of the doorway and along some windowsills. And I also did a little bit of cinnamon because cinnamon is what's supposed to make the flies go, oh, damn, don't like that. And spiders don't like peppermint. So I also do a little bit of peppermint in my... So my doorways, when you walk in... Oh, and then there's like a couple of drops of patchouli, too. Just because, you know, little old hippie me. But, yeah, you walk into my house and you kind of get this aroma as you walk in. And what's really cool is, you know, I have the storm doors toward the screen, so I have flow-through going on. And so that breeze blows that. And so my house is very, very... lemongrass is a cleansing oil, so it's cleansing all of the energy in my house. So, I'm sure you really wanted to know all that, but, yeah, little old hippie me. In any case, anybody else over here on Minds? Hey, hi, ho. Okay, been to Minds, been to Twitter, been to realliberty.org, been to Freedoms Network. What's going on over here on Fakebook? Just a real quick check. Hi, April. Oh my goodness. Okay, April, I just got to read this to you. So, there was a little excitement around their house last night, which, yeah, we did have a big bada boom come through that actually just kind of sat here for about 2 hours. And, you know, it would dissipate and build and dissipate and build and dissipate and build. And Kuhlman, well, they live several miles south and west of me. In any case, they heard a loud boom that shook the entire house and discovered that the fire was 2/3 of a mile from the house. Lightning had struck an oil tank battery. They tried calling 911 from the landline, and even though they had a dial tone, the call would not go through. So, thankfully, the town that is like 12 miles west of me, their fire and EMS saw or got a notification from someone else, and so hauled ass down there. I'm sure they're probably still down there. But, yeah, their neck of the woods, they got an inch 60 last night. I only got a little over a half an inch at my rain gauge. But I think my rain gauge dances around a lot, too. So... yeah, farmer talk, I know. I live out here in the middle of the boonies where we actually grow food. So what do you expect? In any case, so thanks, April, for that little update. Wow. Wow. And, yeah, those tank batteries are everywhere out here. Tank battery, for those of you that do not know, is like a... It's a fairly good-sized tank that holds the oil from what they have pumped out of the ground, you know, from multiple wells. So, yeah, it's fairly good-sized, several hundred gallons. Actually, probably several thousand gallons. I don't know. I don't do that stuff. I don't have any oil on my property. The only oil I have is when I don't wash my hair, you know, for a long period of time. But that's kind of gross to talk about. So, moving along. And my brother Mikey is here. Hey, Brother Mikey. Okay. Fakebook, Twitter, realliberty.org, Minds, over here on In the Matrix. Hi, everybody over on In the Matrix. I haven't been... Oh, K. Captain Dax is over here. Hey, Captain Dax, how you doing, hon? Posting like crazy. And Seamount Mermaid. Sweet, sweet. Okay, so, time to go to that place where you need to be if you really want to give me some static. Oh, and the dogs are barking and fighting. Uh-oh. Wonder what they're fighting over. In any case, over here on realliberty.org, which, by the way, if you're listening in on Spreaker, come on over to realliberty.media.com. Think of a nickname and join the chat and give me some static and I will give it back. So, oh, there's Moose Goyle. Hey, Moose Goyle. RLM Infinity. There you go, Grim. I'm finally catching up here. Okay, so right up top, I see Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, closely followed by Beetle. Hey, Beetle. How's the move going? Have you started yet? You're still logged in, so just curious. I was going to say the lovely Moose Quail, but Grimner is right up there just above because he's Grim, and it's just how it works. It's alphabetic, but hey, Grimner's here, the RLM god. What's that? Archives, highly compressed. Sweet! Moose Girl is here. Hey, Moosey, how you doing, hon? I also see Backward Bracket DC is here, as well as Anti. Hey, Anti. And looky there, Asmodeus Asmo is also here. Rob Works just quit. What the hell, Rob? What the hell? Chalsa Denis got the O out of there. What the hell? Hi, Free Enslaved. How are you doing, honey? I am here, as well as Ivy Don C. Java, 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 Java Doctor 2 is in the house. Got some Meisterbrow going on as well. And looky there, the lovely Kate. Hey, Miss Kate. How you doing? What are you guys talking about? Okay. Rome's is in the chat, as well as the lovely Miss Vanna White. How are you doing, Miss Vanna White, you letter turner, you? We also got the Weather Dork here. Hey, Weather Dork. And the Weather Dork follows Vanna White because Weather Dork's kind of got the hots for Vanna. Bots got to have relationships, too, you know. Phantom is here. Hey, Phantom, too. How you doing, sweetie? Thank you ever so much for my intro again. Chaskura? Tell me the proper pronunciation of your name, hun. Welcome aboard. Nice to see ya. I also see Cyborg Noodle. May you be touched by the Cyborgian noodliness. I also see a drunken master in here. So, how many drinks does it take to become a drunken master? Inquiring minds would like to know. I also got some duh in the chat. Hey, duh, how you doing, hon? And Siv is also here, as well as Frumpy. Hey, Frumpy. I'm kind of frumpy right now, too. But, you know, that's dressed. I also see some Grommet in the chat, as well as JJ's 99 JJ's, that wonderful Scottish feller. How you doing, hon? Don't let nobody blow no smoke up your kilt. Okay? And looky there, we got Kiss in the chat. And some Matt WJ 2002. Well, Matt WJ 2002, welcome aboard, hon. You're a new name as well. And we got a Mr. Snick, Knack Patty Whack, give the dog a bone. I saw a meme earlier. Someone had bought a new toy for their doggy, and it looks like a hand that got chewed off. That's just too freaking funny. I need one of those, because Bubba would play with it. You know he would. He's a big old honker. And looky there, we got some Poopster in the chat. Hello, Poopster, and welcome aboard. And Prince, not the artist formerly known, the one that's actually in print. Pomple Pomple Pom Sauce is also here, as well as Sock Puppet. Hey, Sock. How you doing, hon? Got some Smotaz. That's the smart-ass bot of the chat. For those of you that haven't figured it out, it took me a while. Because sometimes I'm a little slow on the learning, but that's okay. And to round out the crew, the one, the only, the holiest Roger. Any relation to Roger Rabbit? Just curious. The holiest. Wow. So do I need to go ami, 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 ami? I'm not gonna. But, well, I just did. Okay, you don't need to drink to be the drunken master, but it helps. Oh, okay. Oh, and Grimm says, first you need to become a kung fu master, and then you need to be able to still perform your kung fu at master level while drunk. Well, I tell you what, I can perform kung fu at master level when I'm walking around outside and walk through a spider web. Let me tell you, I am master level when it comes to that. It's like kung fu master and epileptic seizure all rolled into one. I admit to it freely. I haven't been to the Red Pill lately. Let me go check and see who's logged into the Red Pill that's not over in the RLM. I see F. Canella is over here, as well as Juana Taco and KD Troxel and Ventures. Hey there, how you guys doing? Hope you're having an absolutely splendiferous day. Oh, you just used the label Dingleberry used? Dingleberry, Dangleberry. Dangleberry is what I call Obama. Because he's just that little turd hanging off, moving along. Okay, I needed a sip before I moved along. By the way, I have an article for this evening, but I had to do a little bit of background for it, you know, before we get into this whole, the article that I'm going to this evening. I hope you're ready for it. Actually, Grimm is the one that gave me the link to the background article. Thank you ever so much, Grimm. You did the research before I even knew I needed the research. So, and y'all know, I have found me a new news website that I absolutely love. It's called BabylonBee.com. And thank you, Grimm. Snopes rates Babylon Bee world's most accurate news source. This is from September 1st of 2017. So apparently, I just haven't seen them until just the last couple of months. And once again, thank you, Grimm, for that one. But yeah, most accurate source back in 2017, according to this. So, as part of the detailed review of prominent online news outlets, a large team of fact-checkers at Snopes.com unanimously voted the Babylon Bee as the world's most accurate news source. Snopes editors revealed this on Friday, back in 2017. Now, after reviewing over 1,200 of the Bee's articles, opinion pieces, and exclusive news stories published over the site's 18 months of existence, the Snopes team all agreed that the Bee was far more accurate than competing news sources. It's much more believable. I will say that. It's not even close, Snopes writer Kim LaCapria wrote as part of the announcement, whereas sites like CNN and Fox News and MSNBC are constantly dropping the ball, the Babylon Bee has never gotten a single fact wrong. Yeah, they are the one true news source, the pinnacle of trustworthy journalism, she added reverently. And the team of editors on the review panel stated that the key factor in the decision was the Bee's relentless, fact-based coverage of stories like Stephen Furtick's recent multi-million-dollar contract with Lakewood Church, Benny Hinn's troubles with the IRS, and exclusive scoops on Joel Osteen's ongoing wacky antics. Their stories are just too fun to be made up. They're excellent, according to another Snopes writer. Now, at the publishing time, sources had confirmed that several Bee writers had been shortlisted for a Pulitzer Prize. Now, this is the backstory. We have a reveal. We have someone coming clean. Yes, it happens. But it's necessary, sometimes. So, over here, where is it at? There. Also from the Babylon Bee. Yes, they have decided to come clean. Unlike all of the other corporate lame-ass propaganda system, mainstream media spewage sites, which is why Babylon Bee is head and shoulders above the rest of them, and I'm not talking the shampoo. Under mounting pressure from Snopes, Babylon Bee writers forced to admit that they are not real journalists. And that is a credit to them, especially when you look at journalists of late. As Snopes turns up the heat on Babylon Bee, its writers are finally forced to admit that they are not real journalists. In a statement issued Monday, Babylon Bee's editorial team confessed that they have been making up their stories this entire time. Egad! And gadzooks! Oh, the humanities! And all of that stuff. Apparently the headlines, the copy, the quotes, they're all fake, said the site's editor-in-chief, hanging his head in shame. It started a few years ago. We made up a few stories about church culture, some about politics, some about everyday life, just for fun. But the EIC said that things quickly got out of hand, as their completely made-up stories started going viral. It just happened so fast, he said. We just wanted to have a little fun and make some jokes, and I guess it got a little out of hand. Sources confirm the Babylon Bee even hired a professional Photoshop guy full-time to fabricate images of events that did not actually occur, such as Joe Biden getting hit with a blue shell, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going on The Price is Right and guessing that everything is free, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg coming back as a cyborg, and monkeys throwing poop at each other in the Senate's chambers. Well, that's pretty much what the Senate's chambers is, isn't it? Although I'd say it's more a bunch of baboons throwing poop at each other, but... I know, mixed primates. How dare I? Goes on to say, yeah, you caught me, said the site's creative directors. I take real images and combine them using a program called Photoshop. None of it actually happened, and I am ashamed. He said he even used his considerable artistic talents to depict Trump body slamming the Queen of England. Bernie Sanders stealing kids' Halloween candy. Hey, I know a person who knows a person who knows a person that saw that happen. And I seen it on the internet, so it must be true. And even they created a fake new VeggieTales character who is a marijuana plant. Oh, man, did I miss that? I'm going to have to go snooping back now and find that one. Apparently, the fake news police then showed up at the Babylon Bee's headquarters and hauled away their team of writers and editors. Their computers were seized as evidence, though reports indicate they attempted to destroy phones, hard drives, and over 30,000 fake news stories before authorities arrived. 30,000. 30,000. Why does that number sound familiar? Was it something to do with... I saw something earlier about one of Schittlery's IT people saying, I didn't really delete it permanently. Yeah. Oops. Liquid Church. Oh, the Liquid Church. Is that the church of the IDM? It don't matter. And I don't care. I go there. You know, in the afternoons they have power nap time. Wonderful. Absolutely love it. The main reason why I belong to that church, by the way, is power naps. Naps are totally wasted on the young, I just gotta say. Okay. Now, I do have... I think I stuck it in my... Maybe I didn't. Son of a gun, it's refreshment time. I did not put it in there. Damn it! I'll bet you I went and started reading it and went... this is bullshit. I'm not going there. Okay, well, I will go here. So this is, you know, seeing as how... yes, I want to view the... I'm in my pocket. I'm digging around in my pocket, knocking the lint away. No thanks. I do not want notifications. This is from globalnews.ca, and it's from last week... head of America's largest organic food fraud scheme, sentenced to 10 years. Now, I do remember seeing something else along these lines, and I think I even commented on it on Twitter. It was the deputy secretary of the, not FDA, agriculture, I think, Department of Agriculture, was saying that he thought it was high time that they started including GMOs in with organic. Really? Really? Alrighty. But, and I don't think, did I cover this last week and I just don't remember it? I don't think I did. In any case, a judge on Friday sentenced the mastermind of the largest known organic food fraud scheme in U.S. history to 10 years in prison, saying that he cheated thousands of customers into buying products that they didn't want. See, I just don't remember. Did I cover that or not? My forgettery works real good. I got that from my mom. And basically because, well, you know, when I do radio, it's like, yeah, I'm just wee out there. It's not really, it's more of a cognitive stream kind of thing, which is probably part of the reason why I need to just, yeah, take a break for a while, because I don't freaking remember what the hell I've done. And I sometimes do not delete things out of, yeah. Let me see. I'll just check this real quick and see if I got my Seymour. Because if I didn't do it here. No, I didn't. I must have just. Sweet. Okay. So. We'll just close that. And I'll go back to that article. See? Ain't it great? Squirrel. Okay, so U.S. District Judge C.J. Williams and Randy Constant orchestrated a massive fraud that did extreme and incalculable damage to consumers and shook public confidence in the nation's organic food industry, which, oh, I know, I chatted with people about it. That's what it was. In any case, if it says organic on it, I keep walking. Unless I know who grew it, I keep walking. I ain't paying the extra money for that organic label. Because I know most of it is just a labeling, it's a money-making scheme. Williams said that between 2010 and 2017, consumers nationwide were fooled into paying extra to buy products ranging from eggs to steak that they believed were better for the environment and their own health. Instead, they unwittingly purchased food that relied on farming practices, including those the use of chemical pesticides to grow crops that they opposed. Which, I don't use any of that stuff. Do what? Yes, Grim, it does all become a big blur after a while. It's like, I have to look at the date of the article. And then I have to try and think back, and then my squirrel inside my mind starts running around and rearranging the cobwebs, and next thing you know, the nuts are rolling around in there too, and I'm just totally distracted. So, Drunken Master, I'm not real sure how one becomes a real journalist, and I don't think it has anything to do with along the same lines as Pinocchio became a real boy, but you never know. In any case, back to this article. Thousands upon thousands of consumers paid for products that they did not get and paid for products that they did not want, Williams said. And this was caused incalculable damage to the confidence of American public has in organic products. I have next to zero confidence in organic products. You know, I didn't even buy, even when I was being inundated by Skeeters, yesterday and today, and I'm sure because we looked up the life cycle of mosquitoes, and the male mosquitoes only live, I think, like 18 hours or something. It's not very long. Female mosquitoes can last up to 5 days, and they're the bloodsuckers. Damn bloodsucking bitches. But in any case, so I did not buy Off. I did not buy DEET. I didn't buy any of those others, mosquito repellents, mosquito whatevers. I got out my essential oils and I started researching. And I made 2 mosquito traps in my yard. Thank God I had a couple of empty 2-liter bottles around here that I have saved back for watering purposes for tomato plants and stuff. That's a whole other... In any case... I cut them in half. I put baking soda in the bottom. Then I inverted the top half and stuck it down in there so it looks like a funnel. And gray taped it and then poured apple cider vinegar in there. And all the foamy stuff is supposed to, it's a massive release of CO2. And that's supposed to attract the mosquitoes. And then they go down and they get trapped in the vinegar and baking soda water or mixture. Whatever. I put them out this morning. The second one that I put out in my garden close to my squash, I almost didn't make it back to the house alive. I'm not kidding either. Damn, they was thick out there. But I'm going to check them tomorrow, like early, because usually if the sun's not up, you can sneak out there and check things. But I think there was something a little bit wrong with, because I think what I'm going to do is I still have the caps for them, and I'm going to put some little holes in the top of the caps with a nail, and then I'm going to repeat the process with the baking soda and the vinegar and have the vinegar just slowly seep down into the baking soda so it has the constant release of CO2 so that maybe it will attract more of them. But that's just a little thing that I'm going to be doing. But that's how Nazi I am. Nazi. Crazy. Anti. All this other crap. I don't want to use their poisons. Vinegar and baking soda. That's what I'm using against the skeeters. Against weeds in the yard. I do vinegar and salt and dish soap. And spray it directly on the weed. So, noxious weeds. And I do have some noxious weeds in my yard. Because I don't do any of the other stuff. I either use my weed eater, which is battery powered, or I pull the damn things, or I do my vinegar, salt, and dishwashing liquid. That's how I treat weeds in my yard. I have animals. I do not want them getting sick, because you absorb that stuff through the bottom of your feet, and so do they. I don't want any of that crap in my yard. I don't use any of that crap in my gardening. I prefer to go back to the natural system. So I understand why people would be pissed. Because, oh, great. I mean, it's not like glyphosate isn't in every water supply tested in America anyway. But I don't want extra of that shit. I already got to deal with it. So I can see why people would be pissed. Me, myself, and I do not pay extra for organic unless I know the grower. And then I will gladly pay them extra because I know their growing practices. And I would just as soon keep someone local, a small provider in business, as opposed to big corporations that slap organic on the label as part of a advertising gimmick to charge you a little bit more for less. So, back to this article now that I've done my little tirade. Williams said that the scam harmed other organic farmers who were playing by the rules but could not compete with the low prices offered by Constance, Iowa-based grain brokerage and middlemen who unknowingly purchased and marketed tainted organic grain. I also have a supplier for untainted organic grain, so it's about 60 miles away, but I have an outlet for that, and I grind my own. Thank you very much. I really am turning into a hippie in my old age. In any case, Williams ordered Constant, a 60-year-old farmer and former school board president from Chillicothe, Missouri, to serve 122 months in federal prison, and his wife and other relatives sobbed. Aw. Earlier in the day, Williams gave shorter prison terms to three Overton, Nebraska farmers whom Constant recruited to join the scheme. Williams described the three as largely law-abiding citizens, including one legitimate war hero who succumbed to greed when Constant gave them the opportunity. Michael Potter, 41, was ordered to serve 24 months behind bars. James Brennan, 41 months, who is 41, was sentenced to 20 months, and his father, 71-year-old Tom Brennan, was given a 3-month sentence. Williams said the shorter sentence for the elder Brennan reflected his heroism as a decorated platoon leader in Vietnam War. Okay, and I'm going to throw this out there and probably piss some people off. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're a decorated war veteran and you're supposedly out there, supposedly, I'm going to use the quote-unquote on that, out there defending our freedom and liberty and supporting the United States and what it stands for, then how dare you? How dare you? You're supposed to be of tougher stuff, of higher moral fiber. So, it's reflecting on his heroism as a decorated platoon leader. If he's a decorated platoon leader, he knew better. And did it anyway. Sorry. I don't give you props for that. You knew better. Didn't stop my mom from punishing my sorry ass. I knew better and I did it anyway. And you know what? I got it twice as bad. So, there you go. If you know better and you do it anyway, dude, you get no kind of concessions from me. Goes on to say that all four farmers sentenced Friday had pleaded guilty to wire fraud charges and cooperated with a 2-year investigation that isn't over. A fifth farmer also pleaded guilty in the case and is awaiting sentencing. Now, the farmers grew traditional corn and soybeans and mixed them with a small amount of certified organic grains and falsely marketed them all as certified organic by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So, those with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that did the whole certification process, because aren't you supposed to inspect that shit? Calling your asses out, too. Now, most of the grains were sold as animal feed to companies that marketed organic meat and meat products. And, you know, they've been saying all this stuff about, oh, but that doesn't follow down the food chain. Bullshit. Studies from France that, yeah, have been hush-hushed and you don't see them over here unless you actually look for them. Studies in France show that, yeah, it does carry on through the food chain. And it increases exponentially because everything's got it. Now, the farmers reaped more than $120 million in proceeds from sales of the tainted grain. And the scheme may have involved up to 7% of organic corn grown in the U.S. in 2016 and 8% of the organic soybeans. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Organic Program requires crops to be grown without the use of fertilizers, sewage, sludge, or other substances. Now, Cornucopia Institute, an organic industry watchdog group, has been critical of the USDA for being too lenient with producers who flout its standards. Violations are typically handled through USDA enforcement action that can bring fines or revocations and bans, but federal criminal charges are rare. Now, U.S. Attorney Jacob Schunk said that under the scheme, consumers paid at least $250 million for fraudulent organic products, and perhaps $1 billion or more. He said that Constant for years exploited an organic certification system that relies on the honesty of farmers and private certifiers. He saw the weakness in the system and he exploited it over and over again. And he noted that Constant had admitted in a court filing to spend some of the money on vacations and repeated trips to Las Vegas. Now, his wife of 39 years was in the courtroom Friday and acknowledged in the filing that he spent $2 million supporting three women there with whom he developed relationships. Oh my goodness. Constant said that he took full responsibility for his crime and he apologized to his family and the grain merchants, farmers, ranchers, and consumers who he ripped off. Apology don't quite cut it, hon. Damage is already done. Now, the organic industry in this country is built on trust, and I violated that trust, he said. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And his lawyer, Mark Weinhardt, described his client as a pillar of the community in Chillicothe, where Constant was known as generous with his money and time. Naturally, he could be, because he was milking the system. But Williams said that Constant was similar to the grain that he marketed. He was tainted. Yeah. And Williams is the judge, by the way. He is not what is advertised, the judge said. Below the surface, he was lying and cheating. Huh. Now see, this is what we've got going on all the time. All the time. And people fall for it. You know, you really, 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 really stop going to those big stores and buying all this organic stuff. Because how do you know every single ingredient? If it's got ingredients in there that you can't frickin' pronounce, I suggest it's not organic. And I suggest you walk away. You start learning to make your own. And start growing your own. Even if you have to do a little window box thing. It just takes one little step to start the process. And I suggest that would be a good way of getting yourself healthy, too. Because all of that crap, and I gotta admit, I buy processed stuff as well, but I am down to very little of it. Very little. I grow an awful lot of my own, except for meat. And thankfully, we have local people that are organic ranchers. Are organic farmers. I've been to their farms and ranches. So, I am lucky. I live somewhere where that is possible to get that from someone close. Hey, over here on Pig Gazette, they got the date straightened out. Whee! Wednesday, August the 21st. Over here on the Pig. You know, we got to end it laughing. The word of the day is conservative. It's a statesman who is enamored of existing evils, as distinguished from the liberal who wishes to replace them with others. Oh, okay. Yeah, whether they're a conservative or a liberal, they're all little cogs in the system. I say we dump that system. You need to create one that will replace it so that you don't have a vacuum or a void so that something even worse can step in. Because trust me, you don't ever want to challenge worse because worse is listening. And when you say, really, seriously, things can't get any worse, worse will go, hold my beer, watch this. So, now, in the quotable quotes section over here on PIGazette.com, Congress exempts itself from its own laws. Screw that. Instead, they should road test it on themselves first before inflicting it on us. That is the gospel according to Hambo. Thank you, Hambo, one of the dynamic duo of PIGazette.com. And yeah, I honestly think that those that do the vaccines, all these wonderful inoculations, I think before you unleash them on the public, you need to test them all out on yourselves. And we need to have like a, not just a 30-day trial period, because a lot of times the results of those nasty little inoculations don't show up for a few months, or they're compounded by other little inoculations and they have long-term effects. So how about y'all test that shit out on yourselves first before you unleash it on the general public? Now, scrolling down to this date in history. Uh-oh, Hambo's got some musings going on here, too. This date in history, the 21st of August, 1858, the first installment of the debates between Abe Lincoln and Stephen Douglas, the unrivaled gold standard for political debates. It dazzles the audience with rhetorical brilliance. I don't know. I wasn't there. I just read some crap that someone put down in a book and called it his story. I don't know. But according to the Pig Guys, this date in history, the 21st of August, 1863, William Cantrill and his raiders pay visit to Lawrence, Kansas. Damn tourists. Yeah, that's why I can't have nice things. And then people in Lawrence. I got family down there. I can give them shit. Okay, also, this date in history, the 21st of August, 1887, the mighty Casey, Dan Casey, strikes out in a game with New York Giants. It sounds suspiciously like a long-ass poem my mom made me memorize when I asked for $5. Wow. Wow. That's tough, Mom. Okay, words of wisdom from Napoleon Bonaparte. Never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. Yeah, let him have at it. Yeah, keep doing it, dude. You're doing just fine. How about this one? History is a set of lies agreed upon. Bam! Napoleon Bonaparte, if he really did say that. Bam! If he did. A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. How crazy is that? And the family looks at the colored ribbon and goes, I'd much rather have my loved one back. Religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. Yeah, Napoleon, you got that one right. Although, it's not working so good anymore, just saying. Although, I don't think we need to murder them. But, you know, they'll get their own comeuppance. Another one from Napoleon Bonaparte. If you want a thing done well, do it yourself. Oh my goodness. Yeah, my mother pounded that into my head a lot. If I had to choose a religion, the sun as the universal giver of life would be my God. Thanks, Napoleon. Pretty much every religion nowadays is some kind of sun worship. Whether it's S-O-N or S-U-N. Or it's actually S-U-N, but they disguise it with the S-O-N. They're all sun worshippers. And then you see all these people laying out on beaches that are sun worshippers, trying to get as dark as possible, and yet these are the same people that look down upon people who are born with that dark coloration. Wow, go figure. Bass-ackwards world, ain't it? How about this one from Napoleon? In politics, stupidity is not a handicap. Oh my Lord, we're getting that one right up close and personal now, aren't we? Look at all those demon craps that are running for the POTUS position. Man, talk about a collection of stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Zappa was right. Hydrogen is not the most plentiful element in the universe. Stupidity is. Moving along. Another one from Napoleon. You must not fight too often with one enemy, or you will teach him all of your art of war. Aha! See, that's what's going on. We're figuring out the maneuvers of all of these people that throw out that racist! You're a racist. You're a homophobe. I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks right back on you. That includes your poo. when you get to shit slinging. Just saying. Okay. There are only two forces that unite men: fear and interest. Well, I disagree. I think love is one that unites men as well, but Napoleon wasn't interested in that. He was too busy doing the fear thing, don't you know? And finally, doctors will have more lives to answer for in the next world than even we generals. Bada bing, bada boom. The medical industry, the health care industry. It is called an industry for a reason. It is money making. Money making. Oh my goodness. Do what? The Kims accumulate. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Okay, and Hambo had some musings here. And seeing as how I have a little bit of time, we'll check out Hambo's musings. On crop circles, yeah, you better believe it, Sparky, because after repeated assaults on my sanity by boob-tube blights like the Hysteria Channel, you might be foolish enough to call it the History Channel, but this one has finally reached critical mass, and I'm up to here, like up to his piggish eyebrows, with the crop circle crap, so I'm going to drive a piggish stake through its heart. Despite ample evidence, including, yep, we did it confessions, and demonstrations by numerous human perpetrators, the Tinfoil Hat Gear Club insists that these intricate patterns are, in reality, the work of E.T. E.T., these THC twerps insist, is trying to tell us something, but we're too primitive to understand their message. Too primitive to understand it. Yeah, bullcrap. If, for the sake of argument, any of these crop circles are the working of marauding E.T., there's nothing complicated about the message. It's no different than the artwork we find on freeways and buildings, in gang-infested outposts of humanity. The least irrational, THC-appeasing explanation for crop circles is this. It's E.T.'s way of tagging a blue-green planet located in the boondocks of the Milky Way galaxy. Just saying. E.T., it seems highly likely that, somewhere in this vast universe, extraterrestrial life exists. Now, given the mind-numbing scale of the universe, it seems plausible that some of these extraterrestrial life is self-aware and even intelligent. Despite all that, due to the sheer size of the universe, it seems unlikely that some intelligent extraterrestrial race could and or would overcome the daunting technical difficulties inherent in interstellar travel to pay us a personal visit. Hambo, hun, I gotta tell you, who says we are the apex of intelligence and technology? I don't think so. Not by a long shot, but I'll go on. If, however, E.T. has blundered into our far-off-the-beaten-path patch of the Milky Way galaxy, why are they acting so damn weird? Maybe they are tagging the Earth and going, what? They'll just call us gods anyway. I mean, really, talk about backwoods. Those people are hicks. So, if it seems likely, they are much more advanced than we are, so what's up with the cattle mutilations, the abductions, the flyovers, the cryptic messages like the Nazca lines, and yes, again, crop circles? What indeed? You'll be thrilled to learn that I might have a notion or two about E.T.'s odd behavior. Just because, as a species, E.T. might be much more advanced than we are, it does not mean that E.T. is sending their best and brightest to pay us a visit. In fact, when you think about it, all those antics might make perfect sense if, as I do, you assume the visiting E.T.'s are nitwits, morons, and joyriding teenagers. We are not being visited, pigsters. E.T. is, in essence, mooning us. That is Hambo's wisdom. If you want to read more, come on over to PIGazette.com. Check it out. Read the top story of the day, and they got all kinds of links on the sides. And tell them Grammy sent you, and hear them squeal like a pig all the way back to the pig bunker. It's pretty funny, actually. Thank you all for listening into the Rocket Chair on this wacka 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 doodle Wednesday. I will be back on Friday for the Freaker Friday edition of the Rocket Chair. But in the interim, be sure to check out on Channel 14 here on Real Liberty Media. The Ocelli Effect is on from 8 p.m. or starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, is Flasher Rooney with 20% off, although I do have to warn you, he marked it up 30%, just saying. Also, tomorrow, new to the schedule, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, the Power Hour with Poopster and Prince. Booyah! Bonus round. Okay, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 10 p.m. my time. I'll get to listen. Because I go to bed early. I'm an old fart. Well, I'm not an old fart, but I go to bed early. Because I get up early. Then on Friday, Vinny, are you still on hiatus, hon? Are you going to do a Pondergander on Friday? Inquiring minds would like to know. Also, let's see. Friday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Grimner and Moose Goyle with the Freaker's Ball. On Saturday at noon Eastern Time, Flasher Rooney Dork and whomever he can take as a hostage will be doing the Dork Table here on RLM Radio. Then on Sunday at noon Eastern Time, Grimner's going to be hopping on the radio and playing some blues for you. And there will be a rousing game of trivia going on in the Chitty Chat for those of you who are trivial-minded or for smart folks on ice. You never know. Then directly following Grimm on the radio will be Hal Anthony, who's going to be opening up a can of whoop-ass on yo ass behind the woodshed here on RLM Radio. Until we meet again, please remember, I truly do. What? Do what? I will not listen to any show that is focused on poop and ass. Okay. Oh, thanks, Grim. Yeah, I am an old fart because I'm older than you. You goof. Goofy, goofy, goofy. Oh, well, y'all have an absolutely amazing rest of your evening, and I will catch you in the funny papers, but until then, please remember, I truly do love you all, and I wish you all enough. Good night.